But just one or two thoughts relating to the mitzvah of sukkah. As again, we need our co-op for Yom Kippur, and I want to make sure that everybody gets some sleep tonight, even though it's only a short sleep as tomorrow, according to Ashkenazi custom. I think Yankees have very long sleeves tomorrow. Right, very long.
Which Ashkenazi custom?
Right, according to Ashkenazi custom of late. But either way, let's talk a little bit about the mitzvah of sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah. The Torah writes in the beginning of the sukkah, in source number one, the Torah talks about the messages and what we're supposed to think about regarding the mitzvah of sukkah. But sukkah station shivas yamim ma'yedu da rasechem. Right, sit in the sukkah so that generations will know. I placed you in the sukkah. Says the Torah, the Torah made dependent the mitzvah of sukkah with Yitzias Mitzrayim, as many mitzvahs, the Torah said. Because it's what we saw with our eyes and heard with our ears. And one cannot deny it, because it's passed down, as we have mentioned, it's the only religion. We are the only religion that started in public, in front of millions of people. It wasn't just one person that had some type of vision. It was in public, so you can't deny the events that occurred. Beautiful tour. Hashem has the koach and the memshala to do what he wants. Nobody can tell Hashem what to do. He is in charge. He is the one. And the last line quotes also, what are we supposed to think about in the sukkah? What does the sukkah remind us of? The clouds of glory, that Hashem put us in and protected us. Wonderful, amazing tour. There's nothing controversial about what the tour says. But what's controversial is that the tour said it. Because as the Bach points out, the Torah doesn't generally wax poetic or machshavadik or hashkafik. That's not what the Torah does. We have the Torah la Torah, where he talks a little bit, it's kind of based on the Ramban la Torah. But the Torah is the Torah is halacha, right? Usually the Shulchan Aruch gets the credit for the Da'at. We call it the Da'at Chalki Shulchan Aruch. But it's not really fair, because the Torah should get the credit. He was the one that came up, that's why he's called the Torah, Da'ar Ba Turim, the four pillars. He's the one that took all of halacha and all of Shas and all of Rishonim and organized it into the four categories. And the Beis Yosef based on that, the Shulchan Aruch based on that. But the Torah is all halachic, so ask the Bach. Ask the Bach. Yeah. Rabbi Yol Circus, excellent, okay. Ask the Bach, why does the Torah do this? Ika l'meitak b'divei Rabbeinu. By the way, this discussion of the Torah and the Bach, the first two sources here, are many a first night of Yantif speech that rabbis give in your shuls. So, unless it's raining, and then the discussion is, you know, how long to sit in the sukkah, which it often rains in Chutzlaris on the first night. I could put money down, but I don't promise, but Eretz Yisrael does not usually rain on the first night of sukkahs. It often drizzles for a couple of minutes on Shmini Atzeres, which is really cool. It's like the day you start saying Geshem, all of a sudden it drizzles for a couple of minutes. And just to be Yotze, to say like Hashem says, I'm listening. It's happened a few times since we've been Aliyah, which is really amazing. But anyway, so the Bach says, Ikal Meitak B'Divrei Rabbeinu, She'ein Zeh Midarko B'Chibur Hazeh. It is not in the derech of the tour, Leva'er HaKavana L'Shum Mikra Sheba Torah. It's not the derech of the tour to explain psukim, to give Tamei HaMitzvos, Ki Lo Ba Rak Lifsok Hara'a, O Laharos Minag. Right, it's just telling God the tour is only about paskening and telling us what to do. That's what the tour does. The tour doesn't go wax poetic and get into hashkafa. So why here? Again, what the tour says is not controversial. That the tour says it is. And the question the Bach asks is, why does the tour here, the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, talk about if the sukkah is out of the Akavid, and he sees the Mitzrayim, and all these amazing, wonderful thoughts? Just tell us to sit in the sukkah. The Yira Li Lomar Bazeh, says the Bach, I want to tell you a chesh. It appears to me, the kiva dechsev l'man yedu lo kiim ha-mitzvah kitikuna im lo yada kavanas mitzvah sasukkah. Says the Torah, generally the kavana that one has by a mitzvah is not integral to the mitzvah itself. This is general sugya, mitzvah srichas kavana. But to think about the messages of the specific mitzvah generally is not what is required, unless the Torah explicitly says it. Here's where the Bach comes up with his chiddush that there are three lama'an mitzvos. There are three mitzvos where the Torah says, do the mitzvah, lama'an, so that you... Come on in, we just started. Do the mitzvahs so that you think about this. You think about this goal. Sit in the sukkah, l'man yedu darosechem, so that future generations will know. There are the retentions here. Kibasukos oshavti is b'nei Yisrael. That in sukkahs I place b'nei Yisrael. The Torah goes out of its way to say, do this mitzvah so that ... If the Torah says that, that means that the kavana is ma'akeh. That means that you have to have the kavana, or else you're not yotzei the mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the Bach. So again, why does the Torah talk about tamei ha-mitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah? Because that's not just tamei ha-mitzvahs. The Torah itself says you have to do the mitzvah leman, so that. And where else do we have this? Two other mitzvahs. The three leman mitzvahs, the Bach calls them. And if you look there in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch and the other two contexts, they also talk about the kavana, tefillin, and tzitzis. Those are the other two. Laman tizkru v'asisim es kol mitzvosai, right, the same word, lama'an, so that you will remember all the mitzvahs, that's the mitzvah of tzitzis, and tefillin, laman tiyat haras Hashem b'ficha, right, wear tefillin, so that the words of Torah shall be in your mouth. But again, the word lama'an appears by sukkah and tefillin and tzitzis. Those are the three lama'an mitzvos, and we say that the kavana plays an integral role by those three mitzvos. Fine. So that is what many mefarshim discuss, what many poskim discuss. I'll hold off. I'll try to keep focus. There's a lot of great different Torah to give on sukkahs, and we'll see at the end if there's any time. Part one. Let's delve a little deeper. These three mitzvahs that we have, the Bach, Sukkah, Tefillin, and Tzitzis, why those three mitzvahs picked by the Torah to be the Laman mitzvahs? What makes them unique? And are they defining in terms of basic messages that symbolically help us out in life? And if you think about two out of three, they really are definitional on the surface, and we understand why they're so important, so to speak, and they're Laman mitzvahs. Tefillin. Where else do we take the word of God and wrap it on us? Tefillin is a mitzvah that the Rambam tells us transforms us. It's not just a mitzvah that we do. Those who were here last year, we discussed in the Birchas HaMitzvah Sugya, the Bracha HaMaisa Mitzvah, and the Chalos HaMitzvah, and Rav Soloveitchik, that tefillin, there's a chalos, there's a new status when somebody wears tefillin. It was based on this Rambam in source number 3. Kedushas tefillin, kedushas en gedolahi. The kedusha of tefillin is amazing and great. She calls mancha tefillin barosha shel adam. As long as, whenever tefillin is on the head of a person, vals rowan on his arm, hu anav, the yirei shamayim, veino nimshach mischok. He's not pulled to levity. Ubesicha betela, veino mahara machshavos rose, doesn't think bad thoughts. He's a different person. Tefillin does that to us. There's a chalos shame, in the language of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, karkafta demanach tefillin. A person who wears tefillin is a different person. Where did the Rambam get this from? Unclear. There's a Maritz Chayas in Brachas, on Daf Lamed. There's a Gemara there that says that Rabbi Yirmiyah Abaya, I think it was two stories in a row. Abaya was sitting there once, and Rabba walked in, and Rabba saw that Abaya was a little too relaxed. A little too late. What does that mean for Abaya? I'm not sure exactly. Like Abaya was like chilling too much. But right, he says, Abaya, what are you doing? Begilu Barada, have a little awe. Abaya says, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. How does that answer the question? Don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. Says the Maritz Chayas, that's where the Rambam gets it from. Because you're a different person when you wear tefillin. A different person. So that's tefillin. We know it's defining. What about tzitzis? Tzitzis we also know is a defining mitzvah. It's a symbolic mitzvah. Tzitzis is gematria 600 and the 8 strings and the 5 knots, 613. Tzitzis reminds us of all the mitzvos. I think we had a shiur maybe last year about tcheles and tzitzis. Tosfos in Maseches Menachos says tzitzis is what the Gemara calls the kavla da'avda. Servants often wear some type of emblem or signet to show that they're servants. Rachmana Litzlan, the Star of David, was that in World War II. In Mitzrayim, we probably had one too. We probably had some kavla da'avda in Mitzrayim, some signet that told us we're Jewish. Says Tosfos, and is echoed in other Rishonim too, when we left Mitzrayim, Hashem gave us a new signet, a new seal to reflect and show that we're Jewish and that we're Avdei Hashem, and that's the tzitzis. So tzitzis is our identity. It's an os, right? Chodem shel tit, mashavadam, chodem shel tit, the tzitzis, shekein osin la'avadim, the tzitzis made al Yisrael, shem Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavod Avdei, quotes like Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Nun Zayin. So tefillin and tzitzis, I can understand, they are somehow symbolic of other mitzvos. Tefillin, you become a different person when you wear tefillin. Tzitzis symbolizes kol ha'tzara kula. What about sukkah? Why is sukkah on this list? The big three, according to the Bach. Tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. How is sukkah defining? It somehow captures the message of all mitzvos. Isn't sukkah like, nothing against any mitzvah, but lulav, matzah, these are all beautiful, wonderful mitzvahs, but are they defining, they capture the essence of being a Jew? That we would say, oh, this is one of the three laman mitzvahs, laman tiyishu darasechem? Why is this picked? What's the uniqueness of the mitzvah of sukkah? And maybe just to deepen the question, is the Gemara Avodah Zarah that maybe you're familiar with. Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. Avodah Zarah is the only Masechta in Shas that starts with Agadah. Right? Starts with Agadah. First blad, two blad in Masechta Avodah Zarah, underrated Masechta. It's an amazing Masechta. It has Agadah, it has Halacha, it's Lamaisa. It's great. But the Gemara Avodah Zarah talks about what's going to happen in Lasa Lavo. All the nations of the world are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to be judged. The whole story. And on Daf Gimel, the Gemara tells us that the nations of the world are going to tell us, Hashem, it's not fair. It's not fair, you didn't give us mitzvos. You didn't give us mitzvos, it's not fair. Give us another. Well, you didn't say Nasa Mishma. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's not focus on that part of it. But we want mitzvos, you didn't give us mitzvos. Hashem's like, it's Olam Haba, it's too late. That's where the Gemara says, Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. If you wake up Shabbos morning and you didn't put up the chalant, don't expect to eat chalant. It's not going to happen. So it's like, it's Olam Haba now. I don't understand. But Hashem says, you know what? Fine. Do the mitzvah of sukkah. That's the mitzvah. That's the litmus test. Hashem gives the Goyim, will give the Goyim, the mitzvah of sukkah. And what does the Gemara say? Why sukkah? Because it's very cheap. You just need a couple of walls and a couple of branches. Line 6. Miyad kol echad ve'echa notel v'holech. Vosas sukkas b'rosh gago, they go and make their sukkah on their roof, right? Their roof was like the backyard in the days of old. They used their roof for, like, another, they used to put their fruit there to dry. V'akadosh baruch hu makter aleihem chama b'tkufas tamuz. And Hashem's going to make it really hot. Really hot, like in Tammuz, in the summer. What's going to happen? Everybody's, they're all going to be boiling hot. They're going to go out of the sukkah, they're going to kick down their sukkah and go inside. So they will not pass the test. And the Gemara continues and says, but what do you mean? If it's really hot, a Jew could also go inside. Mitztar patar min ha'sukkah. So says the Gemara. Nehi de patar biatute mi mevati. They could go inside. But do you kick down the sukkah? Do you get angry? Do you say this is crazy mitzvah? Adkan de Gemara. And then the Gemara goes into it that Hashem laughs when that happens. And what is that? Then it goes into what does Hashem do all day? That's the Gemara talks about. Hashem's day is split into four different parts. Fascinating Gemara. But anyway, question. Why is sukkah the mitzvah that's chosen by Hashem to test the non-Jews? Hashem could have tested them with any. The mitzvah of tzitzis. And it gets really hot and he's got the chazanish wool ones. You know, there could be a lot of mitzvahs that Hashem could have tested them with. Why dafka sukkah? Again, that kind of points us in the direction that it's somehow defined. Okay, let's go on a little journey. Make a couple of stops in Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah on Daf Chazayin talks about how many meals one has to have on Sukkot. Source number 6. All right, Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says 14 meals. One day, one night. We don't pass in that way. No, however many you want, except the first night. First night you have to have a kazayas in the sukkah. Other than that, whatever you want. Whatever you want. What's the source for Rabbi Eliezer? How does Rabbi Eliezer know that you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah every day and every night of sukkahs? So the Bavli says, Teishu kein taduru. We'll get back to that principle. Live in the sukkah as you live in your house. Basukas teishu shivas yamim, teishu kein taduru. Ma dirachat b'yam b'achat b'alayla. Just like in your house, you have one day, one night. They only ate one meal during the day in those days. They didn't have breakfast, lunch, supper. They didn't have just two meals. All right, one day, one night. So to sukkah. So Rabbi Eliezer says, well, that's what you do one day, one night. And the Chachamim say, no, exactly. Just like in your home, if you want to skip a meal, you skip it. If you want to eat, great. If not, not. It's not kavua. So to in sukkah is not kavua. Okay, that's in the Bavli. But if you look in the Rishalmi, Tosas quotes the Rishalmi there, we learn Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Gzeir Shava. Nemr tan teishu, it says by sukkah. Live in the sukkah 7 days. V'nevar lahalan, and it says, when the Kohanim were being mechanech the Mishkan, u'pesach o'al moed teishu yomim v'alayla shevas yomim. Be in the o'al moed for 7 days, day and night. And just like there, day and night, day equals night, one each, so too here. The question, again, gzeir shava often is just two words in two different places, and maybe you might say there's no real connection between the two, but often a gzeir shava is not just a word game. It's connecting two contexts, and we have to think about the connection between the two. The Bavli gives a internal sukkah source for Rebbe Lazar. Why do you need 14 meals? Because you have to be in the sukkah like you live in your house. What is the Yerushalmi? What does the Mishkan have to do with sukkah? Right? Just like they were in the Mishkan day and night, so too you have to be in your sukkah day and night, having your meal day and night in the sukkah. What does the Mishkan have to do with sukkah? Question one. It's basically going to be the same question seven times over. Because we're going to see six or seven areas in Maseches Sukkah where we learn out or parallel a halacha in Hilchos Sukkah to the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is, Maha Kesher. What is the connection between the two? So we saw one, Rabbi Elazar Shita. We don't paskin that way, but we do paskin source number nine. How do you know a sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim high? V'sheinu gvasar tefachim, that's possible. How do you know that? Says the Gemara, where it's underlined, Aron Tisha, Kaporis Tefach. The Aron was 9 tefachim high, the Kaporis, its cover, was 10 tefachim high. So, what is, I'm going to happen, I'm going to 6 tefachim. Right, you're trying to do the math. So you, right? So that's 9, 10. So 10 tefachim. And Hashem, that, and where Hashem spoke to us from, on top of the Aron. 10 tefachim. So that's how you know a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high. Why does the height of the Aron have anything to do with the minimum height of the Mishkan? What? Okay, it says the word sochachim on the Amud Beis. It says the word tzach. That doesn't have to do with, if this was the only halacha that connected to, I'll give it to you. But this is number two. What is the connection? Number three, the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about, how do I know that schach has to be sought from something that's not mekabel tuma? Three requirements for schach. Has to grow from the ground, not be attached to the ground, and not be mekabel tuma. How do I know? Is it cannot be susceptible to tuma? So, two different pshatim given, but according one of the pshatim, according to Rabbi Akiva, who we hold like, Rabbi Akiva who holds sukkah means ananei kovid, how do you know? Amar kro chag hasukkis tasa lecha, chag hasukkis. Chag could be a reference to the korban chagiga. Chag is chagiga. And it says chag hasukkis. So we compare the sukkah to the chagiga. Ma chagiga davar shein makabel tuma. Just like the chagiga is not makabel tuma, an animal cannot be makabel tuma when it's alive. It's impossible. Only a person is makabel tuma when they're alive. An animal, when it dies, it could become tummy, nevela. But an animal, when it's alive, cannot become tummy. So, just like the chagiga is not makabel tuma, so do the schach are not makabel tuma. And again we ask, what is the connection between the sukkah? This is not about the schach. I mean, it is about the schach, but it's not in the context of the Kruvin. Right? Grows from the ground. What's the connection between Schach and Chagiga? Next daf, or beforehand, daf tes. Right? So we have Rabbi Lazar, and we have the height of the Sukkah, and we have Nama Kabbal Toma. Next, how do you know a Sukkah is Asur Bahana'a? How do you know I'll get benefit from the Sukkah? I can't take the Sukkah apart and use it to light a fire with. Says the Gemara, Taftes, Kishem Shachal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. Just like the carbon Chagiga has Kedusha, so too a Sukkah has Kedusha. The evidence is piling on. We just don't know what it means yet. Let's keep going. Right, the Shulchan Aruch takes this so seriously, and the Mefarsha, this connection between the Isser Hanah of Sukkah and the Isser Hanah of the carbon. The Ramah quotes this. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Tavrei Shalom Ches in Source 12, and the Ramah says, "The kol zev omayri elu basukkah sheyashaba pamachas." If you sat in the Sukkah once, so then it's Asur Bana. But what if you never sat in the Sukkah yet? You bought the Sukkah, but you never used it yet, and then you decide, you know what? I don't need it. I don't need it. Hazmana, designation, it does not have halachic importance. And therefore, if you bought the sukkah, you didn't use it yet, it's okay. The Taz on that Shulchan Aruch and that Ramah wonders, but by a karbon, you say hazmana milsa. Right? If I say this is a karbon, it's already a karbon, even if I never used it yet. So the Taz is bothered. How could you say, if it's compared to the carbon chagiga, then you should say hazmana milsa, that designation is good enough. Again, it's amazing he takes the comparison so seriously.
Question on the Gemara Sukkah, and an animal is still alive, it's not Makabal Toma, so why can't Tzach still be alive in Kuru Taka?
But that's a separate requirement that has to be detached. When it's attached, it's not Makabal Toma, but it's a separate requirement for Tzach. When the Femelza has to be Tolish. So that's, right, so you have to put those two together somehow. The Talish and the Inim HaKabal Toma. Let's continue. Okay, we're almost there. Two or three more. The Gemara tells us on Daf Tezvav, Source 14. Sichacha bivavloi kelim psula. You know how to use something that's HaKabal Toma. What if I have a broken shard of a kli? Or it was a shirt, and now it's like a shirt of material that grows from the ground, and it's a little... Can I use that for schach? Right now, is it makabel tumah? No, it's a broken piece. It grew from the ground, and it's not attached to the ground. So the Gemara, you can't use a psula. Because it used to be a kli. It used to be a kli. So what? So you might say it's mishum gzeira. If you use a broken kli, you might come to, you know, use a whole kli. But says of Yosef Engel, the Gilyoni Ashas, right there, he says, no, you know why you can't use it? There's something called dichui. Dichui is a carbon idea. Once there's a problem with an animal, then it's permanently problematic, even if the reason for the problem disappears. Again, it's a big sugya in the Sefer Sukkah and elsewhere. Dichui, different types of dichui. Rabbi Yosef Engel connects this, again, to the world of karbonos. The world of karbonos. And one more, we'll skip 17 for now. How do you know you have to sit in the sukkah day and night? And not just day, like lulav is just day. Can't shake a lulav at night. How do you know a sukkah is day and night? The Gemara says, and this is in the Bavli, you learn it from the Mishkan. Teshu l'gzeira shava, 18. Nemar kan teshu v'nemar b'miluam teshu, malahalam yamim v'afilu leilos. Just like the Kohanim stayed in the Mishkan day and night, so too in the Sukkah. So I ask again, why are there seven halachos that we learn in Hilchos Sukkah from items in Kachin? Whether it's the Mishkan, whether it's a Karban. What does my Sukkah have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Sukkah is not one of those mitzvahs that are only Bizman HaMikdash. Right? Sukkah is every day. Sukkah is everywhere. Even lulav has something unique, yeah, right? Lulav is shaken 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash every day and only once outside the Beis HaMikdash. So lulav has some connection to the Beis HaMikdash. But sukkah doesn't. So what's the message? What's the message? The height and the schach and the isser hanah. So what's going on here? Before we get there, or actually we'll say it now and then we'll do the contrast. I heard many years ago from my Rebbe Rosenzweig that we have this element, I don't think he quoted all of these sources, he quoted some of them. We have this element of Kodesh when it comes to Sukkah. But we have just as many halachos on what we might call the opposite side of the pendulum. How a Sukkah is the most mundane, earthly, it's your house. And like, live in the Sukkah like live in your house, like the opposite of Mikdash, the opposite of holiness. Right? What the principle that we just said before, Teshvu Ke'ein Taduru. Live in your house, the Sukkah like you live in your house. You know, what do you do in your house? You relax on the couch, you put your feet up, enjoy. Do it in the Sukkah. You're hanging out with friends, do it in the Sukkah. You know, anything, just in the Sukkah. You're having a drink, do it in the Sukkah. Says the Gemara, Holchei Drachim. Right, somebody actually called me up today about this halacha, right, about going on a tiyul. Right, also one of you asked me, somebody else asked me from the shul, asked me about this today. Going out, if you're traveling, in the days of old, let's say you take a trip, you go for a week for business or for a month, sometimes you wouldn't have a sukkah. What if you're on the way to do a mitzvah? So technically the Gemara says, you don't need a sukkah. Bizman has said we're very machmir, we try to be machmir, that if we go somewhere without a sukkah, we'll only eat things that don't need a sukkah. Because we have plenty of food that we can have. You can have steak and fries. You don't need a sukkah for that. You can be very full and not need a sukkah. But that we should try. It doesn't mean that you should, like dafka. But if you need to be out of a, and not in a sukkah. But anyway, where does that halacha come from? That you don't need a sukkah if you're traveling. Well, when you're traveling, you're out of your house. So when you're traveling, you're out of the sukkah. Tosa says, the petur mitzta'er. If my house is freezing, and it's the winter, and my heat broke, I leave my house to go to a neighbor with heat. Why? Because the sukkah is like my house. And if I would leave my house, so I could leave my sukkah also, if the sukkah is making me uncomfortable. If the sukkah is freezing. And everybody, I remember, years ago, I remember one time my grandfather was with us for Yontif, and I must have been, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old, and my grandfather was freezing in the sukkah. In New York, it was... So I guess I remember, so he couldn't stay in the sukkah. So we all went inside. I remember, it made such an impression on me. I'm like, I'm fine here. Everybody else was fine here. Everybody else was just one out of 10, 15. But he was going inside. We all ate inside. He was going, chola, chola, mashamshin. We all ate inside. Because mitztayer, what, we leave my grandfather to sit alone? Why? Because the sukkah is like your house. Or continue. I gave you, where is it? On the top, source 20. Tanur Rabbanan. Kol shivas hayamim ozo sukkah so kevav dur beso arai. The whole week, your sukkah should be your main headquarters. Ketzad, how you lo kelim noam alam la sukkah. Bring your nice kelim into the sukkah. Matzos noos, bring your mattresses into the sukkah. Oh, chal v'shoos the metayel b'sukkah. Hang out in the sukkah. Hang out in the sukkah. Teishu kein taduru. Doesn't sound like a Eis HaMikdash type of halacha. It's kind of even the opposite. Like the opposite sounds like just like earthly, mundane. Just be in the sukkah, like, you know, bring your kelim into the sukkah. So we have these two opposite ideas when it comes to sukkah. On sukkah, on the one hand, you have all these halachas that are learned out from the Beis HaMikdash and from Karbanos. But also, sukkah it's just like my house. My house isn't a shul. My house isn't a Beis HaMikdash. My house is my house. I hang out in my house. My house is homey. Right? Why do we have Sichas Chaim in a house and not in a classroom? Because it's more Hamish. It's homey, it's Hamish. You know, we can go like this and we can, you know. It's hard to do that in a Beis HaMikdash. But so what's the message? So Rosenzweig explained, again, based on some of these sources. Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkah is that magical place where Kodesh and Chol merge. It's supposed to be your house, and you're supposed to live like you do for a week. But it's bringing Kedusha into every element of our life. It's making every second that I sleep in the sukkah into a mitzvah. Every second that I just schmooze with my friend is sanctified. And I look up at the heavens, and I see the stars, and I think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what life's about. Sukkah captures the message of what it means to be a Jew. Or what does the Kutzker say? Anshe Kodesh Tiyumli. Hashem says, I don't need more holy angels. I got plenty of them. Anshei Kodesh. I need holy people. And that's what Sukkah teaches me. The message of Sukkah. And maybe it's on the heels of Yom Kippur. Where on Yom Kippur, we are totally angelic. We don't eat. We wear white. We scream out Baruch Shem. We're an extreme, but that's not the goal. We need one day like that to become cleansed. But then right after that, what do we have? We have the Yantav of Sukkot. Because what's Sukkot about? Sanctifying our mundane life. It's making our house into a Beis HaMikdash, but not like bringing karbanos. Eating and drinking and sleeping and learning and doing everything else. That's the message of Sukkah. That's what the Ramban says in Parshas Bereishis. Right? Na'ase Adam. What's Na'ase Adam? Let us make man. So Rashi quotes one shot, if you remember. But the Ramban says, Na'ase Adam. We, Gashmias and Ruchnias. We. Me, I'll give the neshama. You, earth, give the physical goof. Because that's the beauty and the uniqueness of who we are. Right? You might have thought about the Ramah. The first, the Shulchan Aruch quotes 4 or 5 pshatim in Shulchan Aruch. What do the words mean at the end of Asher Yatzar? Mafli lasos. What do those two words mean? So the Rama says, Mafli lasos means the pele, the wonder, is that we have a neshama inside of us. And we're a neshama and a guf. We're the only being like that. I think I mentioned, I was sitting at lunch with a couple of you the other day. So I mentioned Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, who's a Rav in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Colleague I used to teach with him, he once told me that he was once sitting at his father's Seder, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Aaron's great grandfather. So he's sitting at Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and right after Asher Ga'alanu V'Golas Avoseinu, after the bracha, then the Magid, he says to his father, Rav Aaron, says, isn't that the most gorgeous bracha? Such an amazing bracha. Rav Aaron says, no! No. It's not the most beautiful bracha. Sorry. What's the most beautiful bracha? He says, Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar, the most beautiful bracha. He's like, okay. He says, if Rav Aaron says it. So Asher Yatzar. Maybe he was referring to this Mafli Lasos, because that's the uniqueness of being a human being and being a Jew. Mafli Lasos. That's Naaseh. That's the essence of Sukkah. And maybe that's why it's on the list. And it's defining, because Sukkah represents what our life is about. We need Yom Kippur, that's an extreme, and that's what we have to have once a year. But the rest of the year, starting with right afterwards, we're given a mitzvah that typifies this. We have to be sanctified people living in the world. And that's what Sukkah teaches us. And that's what the Umos HaOlam can't understand. Remember, they go out and they kick the Sukkah down. Why did Hashem choose that mitzvah? Because, the Umos HaOlam can't understand that. They can understand Chatzi Lashem, no, Kula Lashem and Kula Lachem. They can't understand partly, right? The Pope's never going to be married. Why? Because family life is not holy according to their religion. And we say no, sanctify. The Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur, or else he can't get a kapara. Exact opposite. He has to be married. And according to some Tanam, you have a wife, an extra wife, just in case. You know, the wife drops dead on Yom Kippur. Because it's so important. But that's the message of the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's the message. So as we get ready for Yom Kippur, which is the day of extremes, the day that we have to get psyched up for, and we have to be angelic, and we have to do the best that we can. Hashem doesn't want us to be uncomfortable. That's why there's a mitzvah to eat tomorrow. Right, the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat, maybe even tonight, tomorrow, because he knows we're going to be fasting, but he doesn't want us to be hungry. But we have to recognize that's an extreme, but after that, we get into Sukkot. Sukkot is Ma'at Simcha Seinu more than any other holiday. It says it twice in the Torah. Because ultimate Simcha is when we fulfill our purpose, and our purpose is to be sanctified people. Our purpose is to be holy in the dining room, to be holy when we go for a jog, to be holy when we're throughout Bein Hazmanim, right? And enjoy and go out and see the country and do whatever you can, Be'ezus Hashem. But it's about, that's Sukkah symbolizes life. And that's why maybe it's one of the 3 Laman mitzvahs. Yiratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the chachma and the strength to properly be Mekayim Yom Kippur, but maybe even harder, properly be Mekayim Sukkos, because that's the unique mitzvah that symbolizes our life, and by Hashem, we should be zochet to fulfill it to the best of our abilities.
Amen.
Okay? Let's stop here. Make sure you got some.